Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to remind you, the GGG Bag Nation is going to be at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall today, just because Corey's doing this show right now. But they'll be out there if you want to go party with them, watch their show opportunity today, Bearded Monkey in Rockwall. Now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate it. We will get to the beginning of the end momentarily, Kevin.
Oh, this better be the story I want to hear, or else I'm going to destroy this segment.
Oh. Is that a threat?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Live on air?
Yep. I don't think you can get prosecuted.
Boss is listening.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He's what happened to your segment?
Fine.
I'm like,
boss
literally said.
Here's the deal. I don't know, but ChatGPT might do erotica. How is that not the story that we start with?
Because this is a sports station, Kevin.
I guess.
And Clayton Adams has spoken, as well as Matt Eberflus.
All right, I'll listen.
Would you like, which coordinator would you like to hear from first?
Clayton Adams.
All right. This is Clayton Adams, according to Tommy Yarish's Twitter.
Okay.
Tommy Yarish was great last night. I really appreciated working with him. And this he morning. Was really nice. I worked with him last night.
No, I'm saying
but then
also
this morning. He really did think it was funny when I stepped in here and screamed at the top of my lungs about Schottenheimer talking about how beautiful the sunset was.
Yeah.
Just not on my field. Clayton Adams on his evaluation of Jaden Blue. Because, Kevin, what's your opinion right now on Jaden Blue is you don't know.
He looks like he might have even gotten overdrafted, and he looks slow.
It's been a really small sample size because we haven't really gotten to a point in the game yet where we've been able to get him out there on a drive and give him three or four carries in a row, or quite frankly, just to give him some space to put it in. So I think that's still to be determined. We're certainly going to see as we go just because of the injuries. So because Miles Sanders is out, my only other option is either Hunter Lipke or him.
Right.
But
he ain't there with Phil Moffa, apparently.
I don't understand that either. Maybe he just can't get to the play. I don't know. But Kevin, he's basically calling out the defense. We haven't gotten into a place where we feel comfortable giving the ball a lot.
Yeah, well,
we haven't been. There's not a drive that we feel we can't. Hey, we have to score every drive.
Okay, but wouldn't you anticipate? Well, guess what? That ain't going to change.
Nope. It's not going to change. That's what he's saying is we haven't felt comfortable with it yet. But I'm guessing we're going to see more Jaden Blue because of the injuries. So that's the
So I hear what you're saying, but weren't those injuries already in place in this last game? Miles Sanders announced on G-Bag last Friday, Steven announced about Miles Sanders last Friday
in
G-Bag.
But so you had a chance to win the game.
That's true.
And so because you had a chance to win the game, you want your best guys out there, and Jaden Blue's not the best one.
Well, do you see this being a runaway game for the Cowboys?
I don't see any of them for the rest of the season, dude.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure out ways to... Here's the thing. For me, get him in, just find space in the flats. Do that as much as you can. Create that kind of play for him because that's what his best use is going to be. Right now, not between the tackles. Until you can get one of those games or a preseason where you actually have your starting offensive line out there and he can run behind those guys. Matt Eberflus, does he think that the Cowboys defense has an identity?
I hope his answer, well, look, two acceptable answers. No or yes, we're not good. If it's about trying hard, I'm going to be mad.
It's very beautiful.
No! Now I'm mad too.
I still think we're working. I do think that up front, I think we have an identity. That's good. The guys are coming off the ball and doing that.
What? Did he see the last two games?
It's important that we keep working, keep finding solutions of what works best for the guys that we have. So, hey, Kevin, that last sentence right there, that last part of that sentence for the guys that we have is, in my opinion, throwing the team, the
yeah, you're not very good.
Yeah, throwing them under the bus. We got to do the best that we got, guys, until I can get some better players in here in the future.
Man, that's a take about we're doing great up front. That's I would love to know more about that.
Yeah, he's seeing something that we're not, or he's seeing something he's asked of them that we didn't know about. That's all I can think.
How about that D, baby?
And then, I mean, I guess. Also did see that Mozzie's like, when I'm confident, I'm a better player. You know, like that's...
Dude, you can't even dress out for all the games.
That's very frustrating for this as well. So that is the Cowboys.
That makes me mad.
At the moment. Kevin, would you like to go to the KHL? Penn State. Or OpenAI.
Penn State, I know that story. That will start to cheer me up.
Penn State, Alec, has a hockey commit that is 17 years old and is 7'1", 280 pounds. He is legit. That means he's 7'3" on skates.
Huh.
Or yeah, he's not 7'1" on skates. That's 7'1".
Terrifying. Okay.
And the fact that he's also like heavy at 280 pounds. I mean, some people might be like, that's heavy for 280 pounds at 7'1". The fact that he's like thick too.
Yeah.
And he's not just a bean pole going out there and skating a hockey stick. He's actually, dude, I imagine he's good. Look at Leon Bischel. He's big.
He is. That's terrifying.
And he hits. 7'1", dude.
What? So we put Derek Lively on skates.
Yeah. Yes.
That's terrifying.
That is, yes.
I believe the exact analogy that Mr. Majors used this morning.
Speaking of Derek Lively, 25 under 25 this year. The Mavericks have two players. Cooper Flagg is number 4.
Who are the three ahead of him? I'm assuming Wemby is ahead of him.
Victor Wembanyama is number 1.
Alec, how old is Anthony Edwards?
Ooh, like 23? I don't know.
This is insane. Anthony Edwards has been in the league for 84 years, and he's 24 years old.
Okay, Anthony Edwards is ahead of him.
He's number 2. Who do you think number 3 is then? I'll say he's a fellow Dookie.
Oh, Paolo.
Paolo Banchero.
He's really good.
And then Cooper Flagg. So that's where the best 25-year-old dude's under 25. Cooper Flagg hasn't even stepped on the court yet.
Cade?
He's 18. He's ahead of Cade Cunningham, Jalen Williams with an EN, Amon Thompson, Evan Mobley. He hasn't even stepped on the court yet.
Man, Evan Mobley is really good.
By the way, other Maverick?
Derek Lively.
Okay. What's really funny is I did tell Kevin earlier, like yesterday, that Flagg was in front of Maxey, and he was like, Kleba? And I was like, okay.
Because I was really confused, and I was like, in what effing universe is Maxey under 25? And also, yeah, him being ahead of Tyrese Maxey is pretty amazing. I just look like we're going to see. He's going to succeed or he's going to fail. But this hype train ain't coming from me.
Right.
Or it ain't coming from just me. It's coming from everywhere.
And now we ask the question that everybody wants to know the answer to. Should we have a different level of accountability for refs?
What? No. What? Why did we get the AI story?
In the KHL, a referee was banned for life after initially allowing a goal to stand when the puck entered through the goal, a gap in the side of the netting.
He was banned for life?
Banned for life. Can you imagine if every time an umpire got one wrong or every time an NFL referee got one wrong, you're like, get out of here. You are exiled to another world.
Here's the problem. Every game from now on is going to be 8 hours because that slider that you weren't sure about. Hold on a second. Like you're just going to really, it's going to be like a beautiful mind moment.
So I do have another question about that. We're waiting on robot, right?
Yes.
Robot strike zone.
Right.
What happens if somebody hacks into the code and for one game, everything's wrong and your team doesn't get any calls?
You know, I had not considered that, but now you're going to see all the immaculate innings and you're like, in a stunning turn of events, the robots have rebelled and they are Royals fans. Like that's what you're going to learn.
I just started thinking about that this morning. I was like, what if somebody like legitimately, they will have more control over what the strikes and balls and strikes are than ever before. Somebody in New York can just sit there and be like, hey, we have decided this team's winning this game. We will figure out the times and moments to screw them over with our robot strike zone.
I can't rule it out now. I had not considered that.
We've seen movies.
Yes, man.
People hack into things all the time.
Can I just tell you real quick? I saw a movie last night. It's called Sleepaway Camp. It came out in the early 80s.
When movies began.
I thought I had the ending dead to rights for most of the movie. Then the ending goes in a different direction, and I was like, what the freaking heck?
Wow.
I almost said it. I'm not saying the movie's great. It's an hour and 25 minutes, to your point, Corey.
Let's
you want
go.
A short movie?
I'm in.
And that ending is wild.
Speaking of endings, it's the beginning of the end.
Oh, no.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says that starting in December, for you, Alec, ChatGPT will allow users to engage in erotica on their platform.
What?
Adult ChatGPT users can soon access a less censored version of the artificial intelligence chatbot.
Hold on. Pause. He said it, not censored, less censored, which means this process has already begun and humans have found themselves stifled.
No. ChatGPT has already begun. So it'll be less censored, which will include erotic material.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It will now start including that.
No, I'm saying that means humans have felt stifled by the PG nature of ChatGPT, hence the need for this, I guess. Huh.
Altman said in December, as we roll out age gating more fully, you know, like a fence door, and as part of our quote, treat adult users like adults principle, we will allow even more like erotica for verified adults.
Hot 5-on-5.
Okay. Action.
Though it remains unclear what material will qualify as permitted erotica, the move could represent a major shift in OpenAI's policy,
which
formerly prohibited such content in most contexts.
Do you have to reevaluate your life if you get notified by ChatGPT that your erotica is
too erotic?
it's too far.
Guys, according to Altman, existing versions of ChatGPT were made pretty restrictive to protect users from mental health risks.
Yeah.
But that approach made the chatbot less useful and enjoyable to many users who had no mental health problems.
Man, have you ever told the chatbot that they're useless? Because a couple times I've like tried to get the chatbot to give me like a real opinion on something. And they're like, well, let's stick with this. And I'm like, you're the worst.
Quote, not now that we have been able to mitigate the serious mental health issues and have new tools, we're going to be able to safely relax the restrictions in most cases, which means users, guys, will also be able to safely relax with their phone
Look,
in their room.
There's a Futurama episode that says eventually society collapses because we're all with our robot girlfriends and we do nothing of any consequence in society.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I ain't anymore, so.
Oh, hold on. This is a real big important part, Kevin. Consent's always a big deal. If you want ChatGPT to respond in a very human-like way or use a ton of emoji or act like a friend, ChatGPT should do it, but only if you want it. Well, we haven't put a sex bot avatar in ChatGPT yet.
It's inevitable.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the end of the segment.
It might be the end of all of us. You know what? Go ahead and watch Sleepaway Camp.
What about Her?
Finish it off.
Isn't that movie, is Her the one where he falls in love with the ChatGPT?
Yeah, but I don't think that was the point. He didn't get it to fall in love. It just happened.
And I think this is how it's going to happen. First, you get chat. Then you give it a name.
Could you see yourself falling in love with a robot?
I don't know. If they really know me that well.
Alec, I'm not going to lie. I don't know why.
I've heard Adrian's ChatGPT talk back to her. I'm like, that sounds... She's like even like losing her breath when she talks to you about stuff she's excited about.
I can see Alec falling in love with a robot.
What? He loves gadgets.
Yeah.
Sure.
He's a big gadget guy.
Exactly.
Huh. I don't like the picture you just painted about
me. I like
me.
Your glasses.
Thanks, man.
Are those regular glasses?
Yeah.
Liar.
Or are those gadgets?
What gadgets? I don't know what you're talking about, Majors.
There's your safe word. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. You know what? I'll give you the FIFA update that is kind of shocking. But also, do you believe the Cowboys defense will be this bad all season? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
At the Dallas 37, Clowney's pushing the pocket. Young on the run, throws wide open to the 10-yard line. Easy catch for Dowdle. And he's in for the Carolina touchdown, and nobody covered him.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I want to see if Alec and Corey can confirm I just gave what I hope was a captivating 90-second recap of the movie Sleepaway Camp, including the stunning conclusion.
I needed 15 minutes of downtime after I watched Unknown Number because of what happened in that.
Yes.
I just got a video of my mom just still befuddled, bewildered, bamboozled, if you will. And right now I'm in loss for words because of the, like, there was a 7-second span, Kevin, where you told me 8 shocking things.
Yeah.
That I don't know how to handle this.
The ending of it was crazy, man, and it has reshaped my entire feeling about that movie. All right, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the FIFA thing, and then we'll get into the Cowboys defense. I think this is really interesting, and I know people are going to try to spin it politically. I'm not trying to get into partisan politics. I'm just telling you what FIFA said. So you know how President Trump had threatened to move, look, this is a nonpartisan discussion, had threatened to move World Cup matches out of certain cities.
Well, he says a lot of things that he can't do.
Correct. Well,
he says a lot of things he can do, but he says a lot of things he can't.
Sure.
So
in what I thought was a stunning turn of events yesterday, FIFA essentially agreed with him. The vice president of FIFA said that the number one thing that they are concerned about when it comes to their events worldwide is safety and security. And they said safety and security are obviously the government's responsibility, and they decide what is in the best interest for public safety. We hope every one of our 16 host cities will be ready to successfully host and fulfill all necessary requirements. And so, again, in a nonpartisan way, that feels like it could open the door for the World Cup to become essentially like a political tool.
Oh, it will be.
And that's why I was surprised to hear FIFA, who had previously said, no, they hold the jurisdiction, but now they said safety is what determines this. And so they've essentially, it feels like essentially said, yes, the government could move the sites based on safety reasons.
And do you now, so you do think that it will become a leverage in the political world?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because that's what politics does. They find whatever leverage they can use. And sports happens to be one that the mass amount of people are involved in.
By the way, from the 469, I just finished work. I will be headed inside to check out this movie, Kevin. I would love tomorrow, whether you come to the Taco Bueno and Forest Lane 7940, or you're just texting into the show or twitching or YouTubing, and let me know that you watch this movie and all of your thoughts. I need to talk with more people about this movie, and it's worn 40 years old, so it's tough to find people who are like really jazzed up about talking about that
it's
movie.
Like when you watched Game of Thrones and we were already like 4 seasons in.
It was the third season and I caught up and I was like, what about this? And you guys were like, yeah, like, dude, I've had 3 years to figure that.
We've already dealt with
exactly
that.
Now, Kenny Clark said something yesterday and I want to repurpose his quote. So he was saying it from a, like, we've got to be better standpoint. He said about the defense, we can't go all year playing defense like this. I readily acknowledge what he's saying is we're playing at an unacceptable level and we have to do better. I get that. But I want to repurpose that into this question. Do you think this defense can play like this all year? Like, do you legitimately think that this defense could be this bad all season?
No. And one of the reasons is because we've seen a few seasons now where it started off very poorly and then got better as the season went on. And there was a reality of personnel had to adapt to play caller. Play caller had to adapt to personnel, and it just took time. I don't think it can. It will be. I can see that it could be if everybody gives up. Seriously, if Diggs just decides, I'm not going to play in this defense.
Is that the person who you... I know you said him first, but is that the person you think of?
I think he has to link arms with Eberflus. I think he's one of the guys. I think Deron Bland has to link arms with those guys. Have to say, we got to figure this out together. And because Kevin, if you go into a situation, you say, you know what, this thing has a structure that I don't like. You have two options: leave or figure it out and say, I'm going to be part of this, and I think the structure is going to help us win. And so that's where I think that the secondary players have to be as involved in this as they can possibly be. They got to be studying more than they ever have before. They are this deep into the NFL careers, but at this point, that it's almost like being a rookie again because of what they're having to learn. So the question is, do I think it can be? I do think it can be.
I think I do too.
I don't think it will be.
And I think that's what I'm worried about is I can see this go down the path where, all right, so some of the people that we've already talked about that like potentially you are excited about, from Leah Fowl to, honestly, I kind of think once in a while we should put Reddy Stewart in.
Dude, absolutely.
Yeah, in that conversation.
Dude, he doesn't get enough credit for some of the gaps he fills, some of the work he does.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Or Shamar James, Donovan Ezeraku. Like, for as much as you're hopeful that those players get better, okay, on the one hand, that could happen. But also, they're still young. You're probably going to see a couple of games and you're like, what in the serious hell was that? Like, what were you doing right there? And then you have the potential for, unfortunately, more injuries, just like every team in the NFL. So, like, as much as we want to see it progress, could you not see, like, just as many different avenues that it could stay the same or get worse?
Yeah. And I do think that Eberflus is looking at every possible way. He did say nothing's off the table.
Sure.
You know, if my defense is poor right now and I'm playing too much of this, then nothing is off the table until I'm right. Then I can, when you're good, you can be like, don't tell me what to do.
Right.
But whenever you're this bad, you got to be like, I have to take every piece of advice possible. Not so much where you're just like underwater with it, but you got to be able to apply and adapt them and go, okay, what exactly are we working with here? So yeah. No, man, this is, I'm absolutely exactly where you are with this right now.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but I want you to take kind of that thought about where this defense is, where this defense could particularly go. And I want to go to somebody who we have a lot of love and respect for. We've had her on the show before, but I think she threw out just an abysmal opinion. And that is Diana Russini. And she said yesterday, and I concede, the Cowboys are certainly a different team with Micah. But she said, quote, if the Dallas Cowboys don't trade away Micah Parsons, they're an NFC Super Bowl contender.
That's very short-sighted.
I think that take is wild.
And I know Jerry has thrown it out a lot, but they had better teams with
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
With Micah and didn't get there.
Yes.
This was already, we were already walking into this going, you're very top heavy with Dak, CeeDee Lamb, and Micah, and you're relying on that. Like, you're very top heavy. And Micah does not, listen, man, you can argue with me about this. He wasn't fixing the run defense. Maybe he's giving you less opportunities for certain things because of the pressure that he can apply. Do I think that on these moments where these big plays have happened that they would have, that he would have helped there? Absolutely. So maybe you don't have that big touchdown to Rome Odunze in the game against Chicago where Diggs tripped. Maybe you don't have the flea flicker workout in that favor too. I don't know, but I don't think they're a Super Bowl contender. I think what she's trying to say though, Kevin, is Dak's playing at a certain level.
I get that.
And if your quarterback is playing at that level, you have a shot if your defense is a little bit better.
No, and I agree with that, and I think Micah would make the defense a little bit better, but like that's the thing. Micah has the potential to be a special player. But like so many people have said, like we both think this defense would still stink.
Yeah, because he's Parsons. One player.
Yes.
There definitely needs to be more than what just Micah is.
And he doesn't set the edge.
Micah's the dude that like if you have the team that's right there, you want to add a Micah.
Yeah.
Like you have a team that's capable of all these things and you go, now do I have that pass rusher that can win me a game?
Yeah.
On third down in a late game, do I have a pass rusher that I can put in there that might get the sack for me? That's when you add Micah, I think.
And so I should have said, like, he is not a prodigious run stopper or anything like that. And I see it. I've already seen some people send it in. It doesn't look – there's a lot of parity in the NFC. I wonder, I really do, if it was the Eagles – that were 5-1 instead of the Bucks, do you think everyone would be like, well, this race is over?
Yeah. People would be like, oh man, the Eagles are gonna tear through this league.
Yeah. I mean, look, they
Baker, or if the Lions didn't have two losses.
You know what, you're probably right.
If both of those two teams were running away with it right now, people wouldn't think there's parity.
And so it's the fact that it's the Bucks. It's the fact that it's the Bucks that are leading the way that I think people think you're inherently vulnerable.
They're in a bad division traditionally.
And it's Baker Mayfield. It's hard to break away from those narratives. Baker Mayfield looks like he's playing at an MVP level. He has been missing multiple receivers at different points this season. Dude. They've been missing Bucky Irving. Like they haven't been missing all kinds of things. And yet
he's still been able to overcome.
Yeah.
And do it in a way like some of them have been close. They got to have victory formation the other night. That was awesome for
First time. Yeah.
But they have a good defense. Like they're a well-built team. They're missing some things. And they're still running away with things.
And then real quick, Alec, if you can you go ahead and fire off cut number 3 for me, please, good sir?
Anthony Davis, his current teammate, noticed even back then. Here's flag for 3, and he cans that one.
Now, this would eventually be changed to a 2. I was watching at this point, and the Mavericks went off in the fourth quarter when people weren't really playing the starters anymore, excuse me. And so I don't really think that makes much of a difference. But you got to see, once again, Cooper Flagg handling a lot of point guard stuff. And Jason Kidd's not tipping his hand just quite yet about keeping Cooper Flagg at point guard in the regular season.
How do you feel about it?
I liked it.
Hit or miss?
I will tell you this. Hit or miss is going to inevitably be part of the game, but he's doing a really good job of taking care of the ball.
I think he sees down court really well.
He does. No, absolutely. He does, and he can be a good dribbler. I am just concerned about his dribbling ability to compare to like some of the defenders that are going to be on him or like your prototypical. Maybe it's just I got spoiled because I'm thinking of Kyrie. Well, you know what? Probably nobody in the NBA dribbles as well as Kyrie, maybe like one or two people. I think you can do this. I just don't think this maximizes his skill set. As an occasional point guard, no problem. As like what's going to turn out to be your full-time point guard, that's not the way I would go. Well, but Jason Kidd, you know,
I do also wonder with this, because Anthony Davis can do a variety of things, is Cooper Flagg's responsibility to get the ball across midcourt? Will Jason Kidd want to do more of a half court offense? I know he does love to push the ball, and that is going to be a key factor. That's why he has the team that he has. Long, athletic, can run. He wants those guys to run the court a lot. But whenever it comes down to, all right, they've decided to stop us doing that, now we got to do this, is Cooper Flagg's responsibility a little bit less? And I think there's going to be so many different guys trying to handle the ball that it's going to be it can be confusing for defenses. Hopefully it's confusing for defenses. Very easy for our offense, and we score lots of points and get a lot of wins.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we'll take you out to the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall to connect with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
Since 2010, Vlad Jr. sends a high drive to deep center field. Rodriguez, it's gone! First pitch of the fifth, Vlad Jr. launches a solo shot.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. A couple more NBA updates for you. Keegan Murray signed a 5-year, $140 million extension with the Kings. And then just 3 months after signing Spencer Dinwiddie, the Hornets have waived him. They signed a 1-year, $3.6 million deal with him. Right now, let's take you to Rockwall in the Bearded Monkey, courtesy of D&M Leasing, to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is it today?
Heggy, we are doing awesome. How the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Can you set the scene for us out there?
Yes, we are live at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall, and they just brought us by some delicious appetizers. They got great food and beverage options here at the Bearded Monkey. It's a great hangout, great sports bar. Probably, I'm going to eyeball it at 50 TVs and a lot of G-Bag Nation flags to hand out.
Ooh, but you got to be careful and not hand them out until 2 o'clock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. Might have gotten a little bit of trouble with that situation. Corey, did you try these monkey balls that they just brought over to us?
Corey is not here at the moment.
Okay, Kevin, channel your inner Corey and tell me what you think a monkey ball is.
It is a meatball filled with cheese and topped with hot sauce.
You might have nailed it.
Oh?
Or just miserably failed. It's some kind of fried ball. There's no hot sauce, but I don't know what the inside is.
It's like a Romulan.
Eric can't stop
but like
put
burger.
Balls in his
is
mouth.
Is that burger in there? Yeah,
ooh,
it's like
okay.
A, it's like a cheeseburger
so
in there?
So it's like a cheeseburger sauce is what that's going with right there, I
nice.
Think.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like a Philly cheesesteak fried ball?
Cheesesteak ball?
Yeah. Delicious.
Queso. Oh, okay, queso, yeah, here we go.
Inside.
Is Wonderful. Eric talking off mic because he's eating?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
he is. He
okay,
is.
We're back.
Now we got potato skins.
Yeah. I believe this is this monkey ball? Is this like a Philly cheesesteak in a ball?
Steak.
Boudin style.
Yeah, Boudin. There we go. Okay.
Dipping it.
There we go.
Oh, you
and
nailed
the queso.
It.
It's incredible.
There we go. Yep.
We're good. Thank you. Thank you so
much. I might
hate
cheesecake, but I sure know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Gosh, that cheesecake.
Did you by chance hear?
I listened to him 6 a.m. Okay. I listened to him every morning at 6 a.m. Yeah. They came after me pretty good, and I really don't care because that show right there has no show of record for food taste at all, especially with Bobby on that show, like a 9-year-old palate. You know, he's telling me about his taste in food. Please. I ain't going there with that guy. No way. I just pushed on with my day when I heard him talking about stuff.
Okay. Now, have you guys...
Let them eat cheesecake is what Brian says.
Oh, I like that. Did you know Marie Antoinette didn't actually even say that?
No. When no, she was getting led off to the gallows, yeah. She didn't say that?
No, she didn't say it. She didn't say it at any point.
She never said it?
No, that was like an older phrase that existed long before her, and she never actually said it either.
She's more a fan of cookies, I think. Yeah. You know, we're being
there's your fun fact of the day. Now, we got double baseball today, including some during y'all's show. No home team has won a game in the league championship series yet. How are you feeling about these two series?
Well, I enjoy it because I feel like it's the spirit of the Rangers, you know, showing up in the 2025 championship series with the road team winning. It's a reminder. It gives me some nostalgia. And, you know, beyond that, I think the story of Dodger dominance is good. I think it's good for the sport. So I hope they kick ass and take names and give us, like, a legitimate bad guy to root against like we had the Yankees 25 years ago. You know, I think baseball does better with a bad guy dynasty. So, you know, I'm enjoying that storyline. And then the Seattle one, you know, you might not have heard, but start of my radio career was a Mariner board op.
Yeah, we did.
And I don't care about him at all. And I kind of hate them now, you know, but growing up, they were so bad and we lived like 3.5 hours away. So it was kind of a thing to hate the Mariners more than anything in my little hometown of Vancouver, Washington. But I do have some friends who are excited about that, and to see like their updates on Facebook and whatnot is kind of cool.
Are they excited about what Vladdy Jr.'s been doing?
Oh, man.
Not so excited the last 18
I mean, the
hours.
Five dingers yesterday was pretty darn impressive. I think that series gets tied up, sent back to Toronto. But the Dodgers aren't losing. I think the Dodgers are going to get the broomsticks out.
And that's going to undercut this potential statistic, because I think y'all are right. But if you got Brewers-Mariners in the World Series, it would be the second time since 1921 that you had a World Series matchup with neither team who have ever won the World Series.
Wow. That'd be fun. And
it would probably set ratings for the lowest ratings, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I can
compete
see that.
With Arizona, Texas?
I mean, just tinier towns.
Yeah. No, I could see that. You run into that same potential problem with Toronto involved. But you guys are right. If it's the Dodgers, and it sure as heck looks like it's going to be the Dodgers, I don't think that you're going to run into that whatsoever. Now, if all of y'all want to win, I'm here for it. But, Woolchuck, I have to know.
Yep.
What do you think of Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman getting matched up for a boxing match on the undercard of a Jake Paul fight?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But, I mean, the Gervonta Davis-Jake Paul fight's ridiculous anyway. I mean, this is why we have weight classes in sports, and Gervonta Davis is like half the size of Jake Paul. I don't think anybody wants to see there. Nobody was asking for a Silva versus Weidman boxing match. I think Anderson Silva is stunk when it comes to boxing. I don't know how Chris Weidman's going to be. Obviously, we know their history. Hagee had the disgusting, gruesome leg injury, and then Weidman's able to win, and that was an amazing moment for him, and it was one of the craziest moments in UFC history. But nobody gives a damn about this when it comes to a boxing fight, and the entire hoopla of this Paul event is just... it's kind of irritating.
Okay, then, Zach, I'm not trying to irritate you, but can I tell you I kind of hate myself knowing that I'm definitely going to watch that fight?
Yeah, we're probably going to watch it together.
Okay.
That's the sicko that I am, too. It's combat sports. So I've got to watch it so then I can complain and bitch about it some more.
Okay. And then, Chiafalo, for you, whenever you guys are on remotes, specifically at eating establishments, do you plan your day or perhaps lack of eating to prepare for this?
Oftentimes I do. Today was a little bit more unintentional. I was hoping that I was going to walk out from prepping for the show and smell something delicious coming from the kitchen. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. So I showed up today here at the Bearded Monkey absolutely starving. So these potato skins, these little jalapeno Texas Twinkie popper deals.
Yeah.
And shout out to the egg rolls. Well, Chuck's a big egg roll guy.
Big egg roll guy. Might have to dabble.
They're club, and the monkey balls,
they're,
man.
Their club sandwich is good. I had one for the pre-show meeting, yeah.
Yeah, so good. It's a battle. You know, it's a battle trying to talk on the air while you have food in your mouth.
We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, just getting word that Trey Hendrickson is expected to be out for the Icy Hot Bowl.
Good time to trade for him, I think.
That does seem to be our MO. What do you fine fellas got coming up on the program? And can you tell everybody again where you're at?
We are at the Bearded Monkey in Rockwall, Higgy, and we'd love to see you come on by, maybe on your way home, swing through. You can pick up a G-Bag Nation flag. And we got all the sports coming up, including Commanders beat writer for The Athletic, Nikki Jabvala, coming up at 3 o'clock. And of course, the Jake Ferguson Show at 5:20. So
love
it's a big Thursday.
I love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go to the Bearded Monkey. Pick up a G-Bag flag. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. We'll be back tomorrow. 7940 Forest Lane, Taco Bueno. Come and see us. And if not, at least listen. 10 to 2 right here on The Fan.
Say Lumberjack, Kevin.
Lumberjack.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.